Nick, congratulations on the extension. Welcome to the show. How you doing? What's life like outside of the bubble?
Feels very bubble-like. I'm still finishing up my 14-day quarantine from coming back. So I'm looking forward to getting out of quarantine here in a couple days. Well, but everything's good. Thanks for having me on, guys. How you doing?
Bubble to quarantine. Oh.
Tim, forgive me. I got a follow-up because you've been basically talking to journalists on Zoom for 2 months, Nick. I'm curious. When you got back the morning after you arrived, just for the hell of it, did you Zoom with Eric Kareen, Michael Grange, and Doug Smith? Did you talk to all three?
No, I did not. But we just had one today. We did our season wrap up earlier today. You guys might be aware of that. So we did Zoom again today. I don't know, man. Hopefully, we can all get back to normal times sooner rather than later. That's for sure.
Here. Sure. Yeah, I got to give one of these. We've talked about your journey a couple of times on this show, from the British Basketball Association to Belgium to convincing someone in Iowa to buy a G League team. I'm thinking that a championship can do this too, but does this deal, does this extension kind of make you feel like you belong?
I don't know. I really don't think the extensions affected me much at all, to be honest with you. I mean, listen, I've been here 7 years. I love it here. There's nothing not to love. I mean, seriously, like every facet of what we're doing is amazing. I want to be here. I'm glad they want me here. It was simple to just kind of keep it going. It was time to do a new contract, and we did it. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
kind of matter of factly, really, for me, but really grateful. Really grateful, because I do love it here, that's for sure.
Raptors head coach Nick Nurse joining us here on Tim and Sid. So your deal is done, and Nick, I know, just going back to the start of the bubble, there weren't many GMs and presidents who together were with their team basically the whole time the way Masai and Bobby were. And there's work to be done on that end, too. I'm not going to ask you about their contracts. It's a bad question. You can't speak to it. But what I want to ask you is, what have those two meant for your career? What has the collaboration with Bobby Webster and Masai meant to you personally?
Well, we all came in together, you know, 7 years ago. I mean, I was just an assistant coach then, but that was my first year here, was their first years here. And we are, you know, kind of we're a team. You know, I think we really work well together, the three of us. I got tremendous amount of respect for both of them. I think we're certainly business associates. We're friends. We're hungry. We love to study everything. We're very similar. We just want to do things at the highest level possible. And I think that ownership, Larry Tannenbaum and ownership group, give us the chance to do that stuff. And I just think we got a good, good relationship, the three of us. That's for sure.
You said a team, and for me, once a teammate, usually always a teammate. I won't ask you the particulars, but did you ask Masai Ujiri if he was going to be around for the duration of your contract?
No, I didn't. I think that both those guys, Bobby, and I've talked to Bobby a little more specifically about his then I just deal with Bobby a little bit more day to day. You know what I mean? Right. So, I don't know. I think there's nothing that like they knew I wanted to be here. Like, I kind of know they want to be here. I mean, unless it's something spectacular that takes any one of us away, I think we're here. And if it is something spectacular, then we're happy for that person. You know what I mean? But I just don't see anything getting in the way of any of it for all three of us, you know?
And there's a lot of fans out there that hope you're right on that last part.
Yeah.
Nick Nurse here on Tim and Sid. Before we dive more into kind of your team specifically, you mentioned Larry Tannenbaum, Nick, and you let it out today that Scotiabank Arena, for the initiative that you started a few months back for American citizens working in Canada, for people who would like to register for the American election, Scotiabank Arena will be open for that. What does it mean to have that kind of support? It just seems like MLSE, from a lot of angles, regardless of what's happening in the news and what's important to coaches, to players, to presidents, to executives, they seem to have your back. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's, and a lot of times it's really easy, know what I mean? Like, I don't know, you know, Black Lives Matter come and I just pick up the phone and call Larry, and he's just like immediately, like, I'm doubling my efforts in this area. I'm here to help you. What do you need? You know, just like, it's not, you know, like before I can hardly say hello to him, he's already saying, I know why you're calling, and this is what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? I happened to be one of the few coaches or handful of coaches that was in the meeting, you know, when the boycott took place for a couple of days. I was in the meeting with the owners and the players and a handful of coaches. And, you know, obviously Larry was one of the first guys to speak. And again, he just sets the mood, sets the tone. And, is there to say, hey, we're here to help. What can we do to help? You know? And, I don't know. He's a good dude, man. I really like him.
It's funny because I hear a lot of people say, well, what did it accomplish? And the accomplishments aren't measured by the day. As much as you'd like them to be, they're not measured by the month. They could be measured by the year. Like, what more down the road do you have planned? And is that why this initiative that you've taken on, the voting initiative, is so important to you? Because voting can do that over not the days, but the months and the years?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I think there's tons of progress has been made. I mean, I think tons. We could list a lot of things that have happened positively. You know, is it perfect? Of course not. You know, we just saw again yesterday how it's not perfect, or we see another incident happen in the States that it's an imperfect world with imperfect people. But I do believe we're striving for progress, and I think we're making a lot of progress. So anybody that says, oh, what has changed? Well, a lot has changed. You know, $300 million from the owner has been committed, you know, to these kind of projects, you know, over the next 10 years. This racial equality board that they're putting together. Yeah, they're putting together the board with the players and the coaches and the owners. You know, there's all kinds of things. I think progress is being made with things. And the voting thing was one that we thought. And then when I started digging into it a little bit and find out there's 650,000-ish U.S. citizens living here in Canada and 35,000 of them voted in the last election, you're just like, it's mind-boggling. You know, it's just mind-boggling that happens, and I just want to try to get behind it and help in any way I can.
Nice.
Yep. Here. Nick Nurse joining us here on Tim and Sid. Nick, before we look ahead to your team, just one last look back, because by the end, and I've mistakenly judged your fatigue levels in the past, and you've called me out on them, so I'm not about to start to do that again, because sometimes I'm wrong. But I mean, it just seemed like by the end, it was a draining experience for coaches and players and everybody. Now that you've had some time to kind of go back at the competitive angle of the bubble, aside from the winning and losing, what was your most positive takeaway about your team, and what was the biggest regret about your team?
Well, I think the positive was this. I think we were able to kind of conjure up some efforts and some performances to beat, you know, a really good Boston, you know, really, really high level team when we weren't at our best. You know, we just weren't quite there for whatever reason, right? And I just kept hoping we could get through that series somehow. And maybe a new series or a new opponent or just a little bit more time, we kind of snap back a little bit more closely to our level of play that we were capable of, right? So, you know, so again, we weren't playing our best yet. We got it to one possession. I mean, there's a call on a free throw there that could have gone the other way. It could have been Jason Tatum over Norman Powell's back, rather than normal, and we're shooting two free throws to tie the game with 50 seconds to go, and we could still be playing, you know, not unlike Mike Conley three going in and out against Denver, you know, and Denver's gone home, and now they're still playing, and who knows where they're going to end up. So I think we weren't playing maybe to our best. Give Boston some credit for that as well. But I just, you know, you asked me what am I proud. I guess I'm proud of that we still almost pulled it off, even though we weren't really clicking on all cylinders.
I know as a coach, some of it is done when it's done, and some of it you vowed and never let happen again. Is there anything that you would have changed beyond the outcomes looking back, especially against Boston?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's been, I mean, listen, you know, last year when you win it, you have a pretty good summer. Right, there's not hardly any.
Yes, you do.
When you look back, you don't want to change much. I mean, there's still plenty that could have been changed and done better, but who cares, right? After you win it, but when you don't, you know, win it, there's always going to be a lot of, you know, there's some heartache, there's some angst, there's some obsession, even going over some of those games, and there's plenty of things that I wish I would have done differently. There's no doubt about it. But you know what? It's like that. It's almost like that after every loss when you're coach. There's so many decisions being made at breakneck pace. You're gonna get some of them wrong, and when you lose, you wish you wouldn't have got as many wrong. You know?
Yeah,
I hear you. Nick Nurse here on Tim and Sid. Nick, this isn't I'm not attempting a gotcha question here, but just, you know, Kawhi better than us.
Mm-hmm.
Were you surprised the Clippers season ended the way it did?
Oh yeah, for sure. I thought they had the most talent by far. You know, the most talent, the most depth, the most flexibility, athleticism. I thought they were the best team in the league.
Does it make you a little sad knowing how good you guys would have been with him?
Sad might be a little strong. I think we could have been really good. I think we maybe could have run off a few of them, you know?
Right.
Agreed. Nick Nurse here on Tim and Sid. When that series was over, Nick, Tim and I were talking, and I said to him, I know Pascal's taking a lot of heat right now, but this is such a weird situation. Like, how do you really draw conclusions that are solid, that are based in any long-term fact? Like, I felt like, obviously the criticism was there for a reason. He didn't play well. But in this situation, we've seen him play in front of 20,000 where he did. And we've seen him play in the finals.
In the finals.
Where he did. And like, what do you draw from this? Like, what I'm asking you is, how fluky do you think this was from Pascal over the 2 months?
Again, flukies might be a little.
We're gonna choose our words a little better. Yeah,
I know. Oh, for two, Nick. Sorry, 0-for-2 on the words. Sorry about that.
Here's kind of the way I feel about it. I feel like I really trust those guys. You know, the guys that I played, I really trust them. I really believe in them. I really think, like you already said it. They've already, the body of work of what they've done for my 2 years as a head coach, regular season, playoffs, coming back and advancing their games, you know, all this. I got a lot of belief in those guys. So maybe fluky is the right word. I don't think that was a true representation of who Pascal is. And there's no doubt in my mind about that.
Nick Nurse joining us here on Tim and Sid. So as we look ahead, what would you like to have a little more of next season whenever that starts?
I'd like to have a little more, like back to normal. Let's get back in playing in front of the Raptors faithful, right? And let's get back in the arenas and playing, and that's for sure. I mean, listen, it was to our disadvantage probably that we didn't, you know, we earned the home court and we didn't really get it. We had a game seven. That's what you win all those tough West Coast road trip games early in the year and late in the year and all that stuff. That's what you win them for, is to get a game seven at home. And it hurt us because our place is, it's magical, as you guys know.
You've done a ton of media the last little while, so we're not going to keep you much longer. Just a couple more things, Nick. We appreciate it as always. I don't want to assume what Marc Gasol wants to do long-term or Serge, but I don't want to disrespect him, but I want to focus on Fred because Van Vliet for me is the guy publicly who's always felt like he wants to be here the most of the three. And I don't want to disparage the other two, but Fred seems like he wants to be a Raptor. How surprised would you be if he wasn't a Raptor long term?
I'd be pretty surprised. Yeah, I'd be pretty surprised. I guess, you know, you just never know where things come out of left field sometimes. But listen, we love him. I love him. I think that he is a special player. You know, there's something special about this guy, and there's not that many special players walking around. And when you got one, I think you got to do everything you can to keep him. I think he feels the same. I think he loves it here. I think Toronto, right out of the chute when he was done, well, while he was playing college basketball, as soon as he got done, we were our scouts and front office people were on him, which is how he ended up here anyway. So I think he's got a tremendous level of respect for our people. I think his teammates love him. I think, you know, that goes the same, you know, back and forth. He likes his guys he's playing with. So I think there's a lot going in our favor. I guess you just never know sometimes on the business side of things what happens. But
of course,
I'd be pretty surprised if he wasn't.
I know you got to go in 2 minutes, but we got to ask. This has been a pretty exciting time for Canadian basketball and for those who have been around it for a while. This bubble has been good to Canadian basketball. Are you starting to get excited about what Team Canada could be?
I've been excited, but it's going. It is. It's getting. It's getting. It's going up. Up a couple notches, man. These guys are, there's some guys to really play. And the best thing is this guy's the same every time the bubble let me bump into him a lot more than normal. Right. And, it was all positive and they were all really raring to, you know, talk in Canada and raring to play and excited about the national team. So I think it's super exciting for Canada basketball. That's for sure.
And not for nothing, but I did see, and I don't know if you saw the quote today from Thomas Bachnick, IOC president. He said, quote, "We have very encouraging news about the development of a vaccine, and not only a vaccine, vaccines plural." He sounds pretty confident. Now in the world we live in, who the hell knows? But he sounds very confident that there could be an Olympics next summer. And no, I'm going to end positive because I am sometimes not pro IOC, but I think for all of our benefits, if the IOC have an Olympics next summer, it means good things for all of us. So
yes,
let's hope he's right. Let's hope Canada basketball gets together under your tutelage and has a run here. Listen, Nick, we thank you for the time. You're an NBA champion. You got a new contract. To quote some friends of yours, this was years in the making. And there's a lot of people who are happy for you. So enjoy some R&R here, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Okay, guys. Take care, man. Thanks for having me on.